The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline 1-800-913-4653.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Kind of gave me a scare there.
Yeah, all right, sorry about that. Got a little cold thing going on here. Get a little rough. So we barely got to discuss the Trump firing of Comey. And they allegedly, they brought up that he allegedly wrongly disclosed information to Russia.
Right.
And we barely got to discuss those allegations that he wrongly disclosed information to Russia, and we're back to Comey.
We're back to Comey again, yeah.
That's the big news here. So the New York Times reported that President Trump asked Comey to shut down the investigation into Mike Flynn, right, former NSA director, in a meeting in the Oval Office in February. That's the allegation.
Comey took notes on that.
Yeah, they got their information from a memo where he wrote to create a paper trail. He created notes. So this isn't Comey saying this at this point.
No.
This is according to something he allegedly wrote.
Right.
Did it happen? Did he write it? Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not.
Probably.
Yeah.
But until Comey comes out, I got to still caution.
Right.
You know, that makes the allegation a little more serious if he's saying that now. So far, we haven't heard Comey say that.
I got to wonder, though, if he did, and that was something concerning, why not release it or bring it up the chain then? Why now?
Well, I think he was probably creating a paper trail. I mean, was it that big of a deal? Maybe not. Hey, can you drop this? You know, you could see somebody, not as obstruction of justice, but saying, hey, you know, I think this Flynn's is a pretty good guy. You know, can you drop this thing? Meaning, you know, do you really have to be investigating this guy?
Right. Is there anything there?
Right. Is there a there there?
Right.
And then he would say, well, Mr. President, that's what we're trying to find out. Or, yes, we believe there is, so we can't. Okay, got it. Let me know.
Okay.
So, depending upon the tone of it, it may not be as bad as they say. It could be horrible, of course, mm-hmm. if he's really obstructing justice this way. So, I could kind of see a paper trail. Maybe he believed more was going to come out, and he was building a case as an FBI agent. Director, that's what you do. You investigate.
Right.
So hoping for a little bit more. Now, the New York Times, again, they just have the memo that he allegedly wrote to himself and others about what happened after the meeting. The New York Times has not seen this memo.
Right. This was an anonymous source telling them they read the memo.
Another anonymous source.
There are a lot of these guys out there.
They're out there. It must be a lucrative position. Do they get paid a lot for this stuff?
Seriously, I think we went into the wrong business.
So this anonymous source read part of the email that Comey wrote to himself and others.
And you got to believe this anonymous source has to be pretty high up to be able to read Comey's emails or memos, right?
I would think so, that they would have a copy of it. Now, this supposedly is an unclassified memo. It wasn't classified. So, but it's still, who would have access to it? It's got to be somebody that was fairly close in the circle, right?
Comey went to the FBI and handed everybody.
Right. It would, you know, be like a former associate that he was trusting, right, that he trusted that
to have this. Grade school. You know, when you're in grade school and you get the handouts and everybody passes, pass one down, take it around.
You don't
take
do
one.
That? That's not how it works at the FBI?
No, I don't think so. Not with important.
Okay, we've got
memos.
Classified info. Take one and pass it on.
Pass it down. Pass it to the right. Did you get one? Make sure everybody got one.
Okay, good. Everyone's good here.
Okay.
Supposedly the memo says, and this is what the, you know, anonymous source read to the New York Times, and only part of it, by the way, not even the whole thing.
Not even the whole thing.
They said, I hope you can see, this is what Trump allegedly told him. I hope you can see your way to clear, let me try it back. I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He's a good guy. I hope you can let this go. Now, that does sound like something Trump would say. Listen, you know, he's a good, tremendous guy. I hope you can let this whole Flynn thing go.
You know, he's really, really good. We're just going to...
Doesn't that sound like something he would say?
It does, yeah.
But that doesn't mean he said it. Maybe he did. Could be. No. The White House came out and said, while the president has repeatedly expressed his view that General Flynn is a decent man who served and protected our country, the president has never asked Mr. Comey or anyone else to end an investigation, including an investigation involving General Flynn.
Well, obviously, they're going to deny it.
Okay. Guilty or not... What's going on here in D.C. is a death by a thousand pinpricks from both the left and the right of the good old boy D.C. insiders. Whether he's guilty or not, he's being brought down not by ideological Americans fighting for the Constitution. He's not being brought down by you on the left or right for noble reasons that we will go forth and our children will have a country based on freedom and strong principles.
No.
He's being brought down by the D.C. insiders who don't like the fact that he has some power.
And you're right. It's a thousand paper cuts.
Right.
Every time. Oh, what about a little of this? Oh, what about a little
right,
of
because
that?
So far, again, nothing has been ta-da, smoking gun.
Caught
there's not
red-handed.
Even anything. Right. Nothing that would even lead immediately to a smoking gun. But there's a lot of little things. In fact, I've heard a bunch of people mention the last couple of weeks, but it's just like every day. It's just every day. It's just every day. Something else drips out. Something else. It's just over. That's what it is. They want people to believe that the White House is in disarray, that the president is so ineffective as a leader that even his own team is in disarray. There's just leak after leak. That by itself shows you that he's not a good manager and blah, blah. That's what's going on here. It's both the left and the right, because there's a bunch of people in the right within his party that do not like him because he ended up in power.
Right.
I mean, the Paul Ryans, do you remember on the campaign trail? Paul Ryan was against him, then for him, then against him, and then for him.
Now they're great buddies.
Right. He had to, at some point, suck up and side up to him. No, he's the nominee. We're going to get behind him. And then, oh, crap. Grab Her by the Hoo-Ha came out. Darn it. I can't be a part of this for my image. That's wrong. I'm not going to have him at this speech here in Janesville this weekend. And then Paul Ryan, a week later, swell guy. Got to get behind him.
And he gets closer and closer to winning the election. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy.
Right. And then so what's been going on here, folks, is people like Paul Ryan and the Mitch McConnells and the John McCains, these old career D.C. politicians on the right. Again, whether Trump is guilty or not, what they're doing is biding their time. They're waiting, knowing that they'll have an opportunity to take him down. And they're waiting to pounce. But if they pounce too early and wrong and get it wrong, Trump will take them down.
Yeah.
The office of the presidency is big enough that he can kick their asses. Mm-hmm. Given the opportunity, it's going to be easier for him to take down a Paul Ryan than vice versa. So it's just waiting. Oh, we have to suck this. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. What am I going to do about this? Okay, I'm against him just for this, though. But so that's what they're doing. So now you're starting to see them come out because they think the time is right. There's enough out there that with just a little bit applied pressure from them, they can actually see this whole thing go away and they can get back into controlling. And, yeah, the people on the right, I do believe they want a Pence in there.
You think I was going to ask that question? Do you think they want Pence? Because that's the option. I mean, let's say tomorrow Trump is impeached, Pence is the guy who takes over.
But here's, you got to remember something about Pence. Although he seems like a decent man, he's a pretty good track record, he's the D.C. insider. The guy was in Congress before he was governor of Indiana.
Right.
The guy is a DC insider. He's one of them. Now, I'm not suggesting that Pence is working behind the scenes, but I'm saying I think they would much rather.
Beneficial.
Absolutely. It's going to be easier for them.
Is Trump the first president to have no political background, like not be a congressman or senator?
I mean, George Washington was a military guy
since
way back
then, but I'm talking of all the presidents in modern times.
In modern times, no, they're all going to have some sort of it. It's been even quite a while since you've had anybody that was even from the House of Representatives. It's always been senator or governor. And for the longest time, it was we had a run of governors. It was just governors. Obama broke that cycle with being a senator. Yeah. It's been a long time since we've...
it's been a while since someone that hasn't played ball, basically.
Right.
This is kind of the first time in a while.
Eisenhower? Eisenhower, I think, would probably be the most recent. Again, military guy. But he was... The position he held was a very political position as well.
I'm wondering if any of the others...
Supreme Allied Commander was very political, you know, in foreign policy and everything else. So, I don't think he ended up in the House or anything after that.
Has it been anyone else in the past who kind of did his own thing and ruffled some feathers the way Trump does?
Lots of them did. In fact, some of them ended up being very bad for their careers. Andrew Johnson, after Lincoln, his own party turned on him in a gargantuan way. Now, it also helped that the guy was a flaming douchebag. I'm serious.
He was, can be said about Trump.
But. I mean, Andrew Johnson got damn near everything wrong. I mean, there was very few things he got right. If not for him, we would be beyond race in America, or at least would be way down the road.
Right.
He set up racism in America in late 1800s and early 1900s that people like Hearst and Hearst newspapers got on back in the day that just perpetuated this black man is a monster thing and just divide, which set up the dissension in the South, the Dixiecrats, I mean, all of this stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, and his party hated him. There have been smaller examples of that, too. So we'll see what happens with this. But for Trump's sake, if he's not guilty, he better figure something out and how to change something. My advice would be yourself.
Be himself.
As much as I want somebody in that office to be presidential, and I don't mean that from a, you know, Hollywood movie set presidential with no substance. I want substance, but I want somebody who can also be, I'm not talking even stereotypical, just seem like you know what the heck you're doing without, you know, slobber mouth in it and, you know, all the whatever. Right. But Trump didn't get to where he is anywhere, even the Oval Office, anywhere in life, by being something else.
Right.
He was the guy who said tremendous and it doesn't matter how he speaks and I'll grab her by the hoo-ha and blah. You know, I mean, just all of that stuff. Now, the problem is he's going to step on a lot of toes and the media is going to be outraged or whatever. But I would say his only hope, if he has any skills to lead and be a good president, it is being himself. And we have to take all of the non-presidential, you know, imagery that goes with it. That's what he has to do. And if he wants to take on his detractors, that's what he's going to have to do as well.
You got to think being him too, I'd be going crazy. Like, who's on my side? Who's stabbing me in the back?
You can't trust anybody.
You can't trust anybody, no.
Right. It's kind of like me around here. You know, I'm like, I can't trust Kirk. I know that a-hole.
Yeah.
You, I mean, you're on me constantly. And Chris, I don't know what he's doing. Brad's looking for this chair. He's trying to get this chair. You guys are all against me. And by the way, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean you're not out to get me. Remember that.
Okay. So that took a turn for...
Let me just get a break in here. I know how Trump feels now. I may give him a call today. This is the Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. We'll be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
with Doc Thompson.
All right, so let's see what's being said around D.C. and around America by the political pundits, the people in office, the insiders, the politicians, and such.
A.K.A. the douchebags.
That's the ones right there. Let's see what they're having to say. First up, let's see what Senator John McCain from Arizona is saying about President Trump.
He is. I think we've seen this movie before. I think it's reaching the point where it's of Watergate size and scale and a couple.
Whoa.
Hey, now.
You brought up the W word? Watergate?
Watergate scale.
It's at Watergate. What is it, Watergate scale?
I'm guessing he's
the Comey thing?
Insinuating that the whole, you know, everything with.
As we said, this is death by, you know, 1,000 pinpricks, death by 1,000 paper cuts. What thing is there? I mean, I'm not defending the guy. You know I didn't vote for President Trump. But you've got to show me. Okay, does it look bad? Yeah, keep investigating. But for you to bring up Watergate.
There's no actual hard proof yet.
Show me. I mean.
All this so far is just speculation based on.
At one point, I don't know if you've ever read All the President's Men, seen the movie, know the details. It's been a while since I've read it. But. It was slow to come out. It was a slow leak, a slow drip, and they had to keep tugging these strings. It's really a pretty good investigation by Woodward and Bernstein. They did a great job. And they were forced to, the paper made them get, you know, constantly get a second source, third source. And eventually they got enough meat where it, you know, they were able to investigate more. Sometimes it helps put pressure on people. I get that. But you're not allowed to call it Watergate in the early days of it because it may be nothing. In the end, towards the end, when you're like, wow, there's some meat here. Okay, this is whatever.
Or when you at least have hard proof, not just,
anonymous sources.
Over and over again, some sort of.
Because anything could be Watergate-esque when there's an allegation.
Yeah.
I believe. That President Obama actually met with aliens and gave them our nuclear launch codes.
Do you have an anonymous source about that?
I have several anonymous sources, and I believe
it must be true.
It's Watergate-esque.
Oh, my goodness.
You could claim anything could be that. I believe President Obama murdered 6 people in the White House.
On Wednesday.
And yeah, it's Watergate-esque. It's going to be that big. I mean, think about how many legitimate things that we had questions about where there were facts and proof about. During the Obama administration, like Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in dispute. Those are facts. They admitted that they ran guns to Mexico. That ended up being used by the drug cartels.
There's no speculation there.
I didn't even use that Watergate-esque. So McCain thinks this is like Watergate. Okay, back that up a little bit, and here's Senator McCain on President Trump.
Reaching the point where it's of Watergate size and scale and a couple of other scandals that you and I have seen. It's a centipede that the shoe continues to drop. And every couple of days, there's a new aspect of this really unhappy situation. And you know, my friends, none of us, no matter what our political leanings are, no matter how we feel about Trump, feel this is not good for America. We've got a crowded agenda. We've got, particularly speaking as a Republican, we have to do reform of Obamacare and replacement. We have to work on the tax reform. We have a number of agenda items, and I have to honestly speak to truth to my Republican friends. I don't see how you can say that. Just the confirmation of Judge Gorsuch is enough of a record for us to stand before the American people in 2018.
For a lot of people, it is, first of all. There's a lot of people that voted for Trump exclusively because of the Supreme Court pick. We heard that over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, he did that. I would prefer a president do very little. Because you're not screwing stuff up then, the big stuff, yeah. So that's the reason I give it pretty high marks. But he's in this for to repeal Obamacare. We've got to do that, as they say. By the way, can they stop saying we've got to do and start saying, you know, like we've got to pass legislation and stuff? You're a friggin' senator. So you need to pass legislation and deal with Obamacare, do a repeal. Unless you're talking free market, there's nothing else to do. You could have already put that forth, Senator.
Plenty of time.
Right. So you see the 1,000 pinpricks there. You see what's going on. He's just, let's take this guy down.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah, they're coming after him pretty hardcore. And like you said, a little bit at a time.
Get the tweets in. It's with the hashtag What I Learned Today at Doc Thompson Show, at Cal79, at Real Chris Cruz. And we'll get some of your tweets coming up.
Apparently, there's a my lawn has a Twitter account now.
Cal's Lawn?
Yeah.
Is that the Twitter?
Cal's Yard.
Cal's Yard.
At Cal's Yard.
Maybe they just mean 3 foot of you.
No, this
Cal's Yard.
That's pretty much it.
Hey,
tweeted, ever notice how when Cal is off work, he doesn't have time for me? And another tweet, I'll never stab you in the back, Cal.
Vika listener, Vika listener 033. Once again, McCain proves he's senile.
That's true.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tech Crew tweeted, what I learned today, death by 1,000 paper cuts sounds like Cal's new $80 lawnmower.
Yeah, and by the way, it's coming. You're going to pay more for that, trust me. One way or the other, you're paying more.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Decades. His comedy signings have been legendary. From his early stand-up days in vaudeville to the campaign trail and political office, no one can compare to today's stupid joke via Twitter from Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee is up next on our list of people who commented on President Trump.
I can't wait to hear this. I know he's going to have something of substance to say.
This is, it's gold, Jerry. It's gold. Gold, I tell you. Governor Mike Huckabee tweeted.
Is he still governor?
No, but you still call him that.
So you get that for life?
Thank God that only happens in politics, though. Can you imagine if you were the guy who used to diddle that skank for the rest of your life? You're like, hey, skank diddler, what's going on? It's like, guys, listen, I've turned over a new leaf. I don't do those things anymore. I realized how wrong that was.
Follows you forever.
Hey, guy who vomited in your shoes in high school. You know, I mean...
Hey, guy who got naked at prom and ended up
right?
Face first in the punch.
Hey, guy who was with the shark naked on the boat and shark humper.
Shark humper.
Okay, that one may actually follow you forever. Yeah, that one may actually be
shark
that.
Humper.
All right. So Governor Mike Huckabee tweeting some sort of little jokey joke. I guess he thinks this is a jokey joke. CNN quotes anonymous source that real Donald Trump had 3 scoops of ice cream and called it an ice cream Comey.
What? Huckabee tweeted this?
Yeah, it's funny, right? I mean.
No, it's not.
I don't even know what the hell it means.
I don't either. What's the point? So he had 3 scoops of ice cream and had.
Called it an ice cream Comey.
Hey, look, everybody. I've got an ice cream Comey here.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. What
is Comey like? Cone? Like an ice cream cone? Is that what he's going for?
I mean, I see the reference, but...
I mean, if his name was Coney, maybe, and that's even bad. Okay, Chris Cruz, help me out here.
Yeah.
See, help me decipher this Mike Huckabee joke.
It's easy. It's not funny. It's not a joke.
It's obviously...
It's not funny.
No, I think it may be such a good joke. It's so sophisticated. Because, you know, Huckabee is sophisticated.
Then it's not funny.
I think we may just be too dumb to understand it. It's highbrow humor.
Well, isn't a joke supposed to be like for the common man? Like,
well, if you want to associate with common men.
He javed.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Okay, Kirk.
I haven't seen his face this morning.
Kirk,
help me
out here. Help me decide this. CNN quotes anonymous sources that real Donald Trump had 3 scoops of ice cream and called it an ice cream Comey. What's that mean?
I have no idea. Is that... Is it a joke? It's got
to
be a joke.
Funny.
Well, it's a joke, but I don't think it's a normal joke. Like
it's not a joke, the guy is having some sort of attack, like an aneurysm or something. Quickly get him to the hospital.
Well, oh.
Because this is just gibberish, if not.
Yeah.
If it's an attempt at a joke, I don't even know what he's going for. Ice cream cone? Comey?
I mean, I guess
you can make the connection from Cone to Comey. But
I'm trying to help out. I got nothing else for this. I mean, we need to convene some sort of blue ribbon commission, a panel of comedy experts to try to decipher this. Some sort of thing.
It was an attempt at being funny. It didn't.
I know. I just want to know where he's going with it. Even like we need to get some experts.
Do we
some
know
comedy
anybody
experts
that is fluent in linguistic?
I mean, we got some funny people around here. I say we get Jeffy in here. We get Stunt Brain in here. We get that Glenn Beck guy. He's pretty funny. I mean, you see how he dresses. And we just sit down here and we say, help me decipher this.
So we go line by line.
Some sort of commission, an investigation of some sort. Maybe we can get a grant for it. I don't know. Maybe you can help us out on Twitter and, you know, help figure it out. Now, I do have some reactions to it. Some people tweeted reactions to that. For example, Huge Acion tweeted, "Dear Governor, you are giggling as our democracy is being S-on." But he wrote the word out.
He wrote the word out.
Uh-huh. "Go back to your cave and diddle your micro penis. Thanks, America." And somebody responded to him, "Aw, come on, Huge, lighten up." And he put, "Nah, these times call for micro penis references."
Now that's funny.
I gotta give it to him.
That guy's funny.
I gotta give it to him. We do need more micro penises jokes out there.
I think if you screw up and are such a goof to the level of Mike Huckabee, I think you should have a lot of micro penis references with your name.
Completely. Completely 100% agree.
I think that's totally within the realm of what is acceptable.
Yes, yes. It is no violation of any rules at all.
Now, somebody else tweeted out, and I will retweet theirs in a couple of minutes, a grading of this joke as if he was in class.
Oh, okay.
So they screen grabbed it. And then they circled in red.
Did they take the red pen?
Yeah,
the red pen out?
Right.
Okay.
Anonymous source.
Okay.
They circled it and put premise number one. Then they put circled 3 scoops of ice cream, premise number 2.
Okay.
And then in green, they circled ice cream Comey and put unrelated punchline. And they wrote, when you're setting, and they wrote it in red and then graded him a D, like a teacher would write a note at the bottom. It says, when you're setting up your target, in this case CNN, you have to know how you'll finish them off. You set 2 premises in this case, CNN's penchant for anonymous sources and frivolous stories like ice cream scoops, and then obliterated them both with an obvious pun that reeks of desperation. How do either of your setups justify the punchline? Who walks away from this joke insulted except yourself? Please apply yourself. I know you can do better. D.
You can do better than that.
That's way too high.
I think so, too. I think this is a fail.
No, this is a failed because...
I mean, does he at least pass because he attempted it? Or do you just fail him outright?
In 2017, yes.
Okay, yeah, in 2017, he...
When I was in school, in high school, no, he would not pass. And probably when you guys were in high school, he would not pass either. But in today's day, he would have passed. But
not only would he have not passed when I was in high school, he would have got his ass kicked outside.
A big old wedgie?
Yeah, by the teachers.
And so the teachers were lined up?
Okay, so then
would have been left back.
Some other tweets. Ian Fortney tweeted, "Bah-ha-ha! Oh, S, I just peed. Not a little either, like a lot. You're like Richard Pryor and a whoopee cushion had a baby."
By the way, what is with Mike Huckabee and his stand-up comedy?
Chris Osborne tweeted, "Are you having a stroke?"
Oh, he probably was.
Ryan tweeted, "See, this is the kind of harmless nonsense we can expect from a senile fat man." Ryan tweeted, "Seriously, dude, keep your day job, whatever the hell that is."
What is his job?
I don't know. That's it. Somebody else tweeted out this reminder picture of the Huckabee family back in the day.
Wow. Who's the tubby in the middle?
That's one of his fat sons. The other fat son is the one who killed the dog.
And
do you know the dead dog story?
No.
He killed the dog?
There's this huge scandal about one of them killing a dog when they were at summer camp with some other kid and Huckabee trying to cover it up using political pressure.
No, I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. This goes back in the day. Yep. CJ Fogler tweeted, "You were a better politician than you are a comedian, and you were a terrible effing politician."
Wow.
Jake tweeted, "I'm doggone tired of your torturous puns, son."
Did anybody respond positively?
That? No. I'm doggone tired of your torturous puns, son. That's how you write a joke.
That's pretty high level there.
Dana tweeted, knock, knock. Who's there? Your son tortured and killed a dog. That's a funny joke. Funny. Matthew tweeted, is there an exemption in the Ten Commandments for a deputy press secretary? Because his daughter's the deputy press secretary. They just beat his ass, and it goes on and on. I mean, there are hundreds of other responses that I could beat up. A bunch of them are just like, dog.
And here's the thing. If you look at actually his Twitter account, it has become a paradise of bad jokes.
Oh, yeah. I've got some others.
His testing ground.
Couple of days ago, a week ago, he tweeted out, Oscar Mayer rolls out new weenie all pork called the GOP, artificial taste and ingredients, lose weight, makes you sick if you eat it.
So many words in there.
Yeah. Don't forget, he's also one of those GOPers who wouldn't actually stand up for principle.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, you know, there's that. Governor Mike Huckabee, and this is on the 2nd of May, if GOP is going to act like Dems, then we might as well elect Dems. At least we will have an excuse for them doing nothing. Okay. Crickets. He tweeted out also on the 2nd. It was a big day for him. He had a big writing session. Yeah. He got the writers together on May 2nd. He put it, the GOP Congress can't even stop Planned Parenthood funding.
Oh.
You see, because they're barren because they don't have kids.
Good morning.
I don't even think he deserves a bell.
If they can't even stop Planned Parenthood funding, then they are worthless as milk bucket under a bull.
Milk bucket under a bull. Because
so you're
bull,
not going to milk
you're
him.
You're not going to get any milk.
But you know what?
Because he's a male. He's
it
got
wouldn't
no
be
udders.
A milk bucket, but you it can still be, milk him.
You can still milk him, yeah.
I would think he would know more about animal husbandry. Anyways, on the 4th, May 4th. Prince Philip steps down from getting off into international humor here. Prince Philip steps down from public events. No truth to the massive rumor that I would step in for him. Only crown I have is from Burger King.
Wow.
What was that, Kirk?
What was that? What was that look?
That's awful. That's so bad.
This is high
humor.
That's
the worst one.
See, you don't get his down home spun humor. Also on May 4th, if ever arrested on federal charges, I will simply say, I'll have whatever Hillary and Huma are having.
Oh, because they're criminals and did not go to
jail for what they... I'll have what they're having.
Meaning that, you know, they can get off.
Whoa.
But get away with committing crimes.
Yeah, that
you glossed
work.
Over this one on May 14th, which makes no sense again.
What's that?
My mother said when spanking me, quote, one day you'll thank me for this, end quote. So, thanks, all caps. Wish you were here to see your great-grandkids. Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, that took a negative turn, a depressing term.
What is that?
Okay, so, she beat the hell out of me. I'm still not over it. And you're dead. And yet I still wish you were. I'm so confused. I'm so angry of you about you from beating me as a child. And yet you're dead and I miss you for those beatings. I secretly like beatings. I wish you could see your grandkids, but you're dead and they'll never meet you.
It's like verbal diarrhea. It just comes out of him and it just doesn't stop.
I see the guy's melting down. Up, May 5th, he tweeted. And what is May 5th?
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. Here we go.
The Mexican jokes.
Kyle does
it better.
For Cinco de Mayo, I will drink an entire jar of hot salsa and watch old Speedy Gonzalez cartoons. And speak Spanish all day. Happy CD Mayo. He didn't even write it out.
CD Mayo?
By the way, you don't need to watch old Speedy Gonzalez cartoons.
There are no new ones.
There are no new ones. You don't have to put old. You just watch Speedy Gonzalez. It's all old, like you.
But what's with the hot sauce? Why would you drink the whole hot sauce? I say I will drink tequila, but never mind.
No, he's going to drink hot salsa.
I mean, salsa, yeah. Because
that's Hispanic, too.
Yeah.
These are the Hispanic things he could come up with.
No tequila there? Are you sure? Because you know he's having some tequila.
No, no, no. He's a God-fearing Christian. Christians don't drink. We know that. That's wrong for him. Okay. You can be a total douchebag to people. Sell out your constituents. You can go ahead and market with your email list people selling snake oils to old ladies. You can be a part of that, but...
But tequila, that's where you draw the line.
You got to draw the line somewhere with that evil stuff there. This is The Morning Blaze.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. The Blaze Radio Network. The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Got to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is an all-natural pain reliever. It's an anti-inflammatory that has helped all kinds of people deal with their problems of chronic pain. Now, I've had some not chronic pain because mine will kind of come and go, but it has to do with my sciatic, and then it causes pain down into my hip and in my back, and usually flares up when I run. It absolutely helped that. It's helped Cal, but it helps a lot of people with their chronic pain, people that have had pain issues for years. And the only thing you can do with some of these pains is just try to find some sort of pain blocker. Sometimes they actually will go in and put something into your nerves when it gets that bad.
That's a bit extreme.
It is, yeah. Sometimes you're going to be on narcotics for 10, 20 years.
That's pretty much the regular. You're on painkillers just forever.
Right. We've had people tell us stories about being on painkillers for years and then trying it. Michael Palka sent me an email that he got from a listener that said for years they were on painkillers and it was just ruining their life. They heard him talk about it and figured, what the hell? It's $20. I'll try it. Tried it. Ta-da!
Pain's gone.
And it's there.
If you end up being on painkillers, like let's say you have to take an aspirin or an Advil or whatever, or Tylenol, pretty much like every day, you know what that does to your stomach too?
Your stomach, it can bother your liver with these things. I mean, it's not good for you. Try Relief Factor today. Get a 3-week quick start pack for only $19.95, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Or go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. So Nancy Pelosi is another one who has some thoughts about President Trump and what's going on. Nancy Pelosi, here's what she had to say.
The FBI to resign. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound
now
like
that her. He has been let go. Why the sudden and selective outrage
this is a guy
from your side
question.
Of the aisle?
Well, I appreciate that. Some people were asking him to be let go. I said I thought it wasn't a good... he wasn't well suited to the heat that comes with the job, but I never said he should be fired. And for the president of the United States to fire somebody with his own self-admission that he didn't like, he was tired of the Russia.
So hold on a second. So, I mean, yeah, I said he wasn't suited for the job and shouldn't do it, but I didn't call for him to be fired. I think Nancy may actually secretly be working for the Fire Festival.
Oh.
I think that's what she's doing there. We're telling you we're not going to pay you anymore, but we're not firing you.
We're not going to say no if you want to stay.
Right. You won't have the job anymore. Okay, Comey, you're not going to have the job anymore because you're not suited for it.
But you're not fired.
But you shouldn't be fired. She's working for the Fire Festival.
Hang out.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.